Hey y'all, welcome back to the Southernly Nourished podcast, where we talk about real life nutrition for busy Southern women who want to feel their best while still enjoying all the foods and traditions you love. I am Kylie Arnold, your host and owner of Arnold Nutrition Coaching, where we do just this for our clients. And today we are talking about one of my favorite holidays, and that's Mardi Gras. Most people right now are celebrating the fresh new year. They're getting, dialed in with their goals. They're starting all their new habits and things that they want. And in Louisiana and the South, we get hit with Mardi Gras. And this isn't just a day celebration. It's a few weeks. So our holiday continues. And so we're talking with a lot of our clients right now, how to balance the endless king cakes, the parades, the balls coming up, all the fun things. And this is one of, like I said, my favorite holidays and traditions. So I don't want to miss out on anything. I want to enjoy our culture, but still staying balanced and feeling good. You know, most of our clients and myself included, we want to feel confident in ourselves and in our food choices while still loving and enjoying our Southern culture. So today we are going to talk about king cakes, parades, balls, and everything in between so that you don't have to stress whether you should or shouldn't, and you can still feel your best doing it. So first, we are going to dive into king cake because that is, I think, the thing that hits people first. Like right after the new year, king cakes, you can't take a turn without seeing them. They're everywhere in the grocery store. They're probably in your break room, people bringing them home. They are everywhere. And I will admit, this is one of my favorite treats, like anything cinnamony, sugary, with pastries. I mean, that's my jam. That's what I'm going to go for. But we can't live off a king cake. So how do we balance that? Okay, so a few things. So one, like I try to be a little bit bougie about my king cake. So I'm not going to eat the king cake from Walmart. Sorry, y'all. I'm just not. That's not going to be one of my favorites. I'm going to stick to like the local grocery stores or the local bakeries. Like I'm going to be really picky about it. Okay, because I don't want to share my love of king cake with every store. So one, personally, like I said, I try to be picky about it. Two, I try to plan it. So I try not to, the knife stays in the box. However, I try to make sure I'm still eating healthy throughout the day. Like I'm getting plenty of fiber, plenty of protein. And I try to be intentional about when I'm going to have that king cake because I'll have clients, like I had a client check in the other day. She's like, king cake is coming up and I love it. It's king cake season. She meant was coming up. She said, I love it, but I'm going to stay away from it. I said, girl, do not lie to yourself. Like if you are going to tell yourself you're going to go all king cake season and not have a slice, you're lying to yourself. So don't set yourself up for failure. That's not what we're about here. So be honest, because if you don't plan for it, then you have no parameters, versus saying like, okay, maybe there's king cake at your office every day. So you're like, okay, I'm going to have two slices this week. Maybe, and you, like I said, you're picky about it. You pick your favorite ones or the ones that you feel like are the best. Or even if it's just that day, say, hey, I'm going to have a slice of king cake. Maybe you decide to have two slices of king cake, but you're going to have maybe one with lunch and one with a snack. And your lunch is going to be full of protein and vegetables so you don't feel terrible after. And your snack might be some high protein yogurt or something like that too. So like I said, and then the other tip is to make sure you have a reasonable slice. So if you can measure your cake, which you don't have to, I wish I had a visual to show y'all. So a 1 ounce slice of king cake is anywhere from like 15 to 20 carbs. That's not a ton. Like that's like a little sliver. So I typically do like 1.5 ounces to 2 ounces. So that's going to bring me anywhere from 25 to 30 carbs. And that's still, again, not a huge piece. So if you're taking like, a quarter of the king cake, that's not a slice, y'all. That's probably like three or four. So be realistic about your amount. Okay. And don't be like, oh, this is my one slice. And it'd be like half the cake. So be real about it. So with king cake, like I said, we're going to make sure that we're eating enough throughout the day, like other foods are getting our nutrition in. Being realistic with yourself, how many slices do you want a week? If it's something that's constantly around you, or how many do you want that day? If it's a specific party or a parade, whatever that looks like, making sure you're picking a reasonable slice and like sit down and enjoy it. I'm not going to let anyone interrupt me and my piece of king cake. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to look at the swirls and the cinnamon and the icing. And I'm judgy, so I like to judge my king cake. So we'll talk about the icing and the texture. And is it moist? I know some of y'all hate that word. But is it moist? Does it have enough cinnamon? Does it have too? I don't think there can be too much cinnamon. Some people think so. Is it a glaze? Is it an icing with sprinkles? Like, what are we working? Is it like regular sprinkles? Is it sugar sprinkles? And I just, you know, I know I'm getting real detailed, but I just really like to, I really like to enjoy my king cake. Not obsess over it, but you know, just enjoy it. Instead of just like walking around eating a piece. So anyway, me and my friends, well, actually a girl I used to work with, we would do that. We would, get a different king cake once a week and we would judge it. And that was a lot of fun because you paid attention to it and it made it worth it. Another tip here, if you have unstable, like if you have blood sugar issues, take a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar and 8 ounces of water. Do not drink the apple cider vinegar before itself and drink that before your king cake with your meal that you have prior to that too. And that can help with blood sugar balance. Okay, so that's king cake. If y'all have any questions or feedback or other advice, let me know about that too. Second, we're going to move on to parades. So depending on your parading style, there could be a lot of different influences here. So some people know someone who like lives on the route. So maybe you're at someone's house hanging out all day. Maybe you're at a specific place hanging out all day. For the most part, like my style, like we have an ice chest, we roll around, like it can be an all day event. Maybe it's just one day, or one parade, you know, me with two little kids, our parade activities look a lot different now than they used to. So think about like your perspective, like your situation. So with me, parades are pretty easy to stay on track because I just bring our food in our ice chest. Like if we have the kids with us, like I'll make sandwiches, I'll bring veggies and fruit to snack on, or I'll do like the bento lunch boxes, whatever I'm feeling, like I just pack or wrap, whatever that is. I just pack it with us because I don't want to be at the mercy of one, not having food, and two, maybe not having that great food available or not being able to wait. Now, if you were at someone's house or a place where you're kind of like hanging out for the party, try to bring something. So this is just one of my party tips in general. One thing that you can do, like you could do a high protein buffalo chicken dip with some vegetables. So, you know, you have some protein, you have some fiber there. So I always like to bring something that I know will fit within my goals, and then try to make a plate. Like a lot of times there's snacky food. Of course, there's king cake there too. But you'll have like finger sandwiches, meatballs. Some people might do a chicken tray. Maybe somebody's cooking, just depends on the weather and the situation. So with the parades, if it's at someone's house, just treat it kind of like you would any other holiday event. I talked about this in one of our other podcasts too. Or like I said, if you're kind of on your own, pack your food. Y'all, it will save you a ton. You can also bring like protein bars and shakes and beef jerky sticks and turkey jerky, nuts and cheese, eggs, Greek yogurt cups, pre-cut fruit, those types of things. Because honestly, like with the parades itself, like typically it's not about the food because you're not somewhere eating. Like even if you're at someone's house, the food's kind of there hanging out all day. Again, we're in Louisiana. No one abides by the 2-hour rule. If you're not sure what the 2-hour rule is, you should not leave food at room temperature for more than 2 hours. It either needs to be hot or cold, whatever it's intended to be, so that bacteria doesn't build. Louisiana doesn't always follow that. So, yes. So when you're at someone's house, I would just, and then of course, you know, we were talking about this with the ball too, the drinks come into play. And so again, this is an occasion where it's kind of like tailgating. Like most people kind of bring your drinks with you. It depends on where you're at. Maybe you're somewhere where it's a company thing or someone's house where they might have a bar or something, but kind of go in with an intention. I'll be honest, y'all, since I had my second kid, I don't really drink that much anymore. If I do, I might bring like a few like seltzer waters in the ice chest, or if I am somewhere, I might bring like, I love carrying the True Lemon water flavor packets with me because I can add it to like a single shot, like vodka and water or something like that, or tequila and water, whatever it is I'm feeling. But I personally typically won't have more than like 2 or 3 single shot drinks in a day. But if you're someone who drinks a lot during the day, maybe take like what you would normally have and scale it back 25%. And then also just what's your intention? Maybe it's just you and your husband have a free day and you're like, look, I want to party. That's you. Know the repercussions. You might feel like crap tomorrow. If you're okay with that, then fine. That's your decision. If you're with your family and you're like, look, I don't really plan on drinking that much, then don't drink that much. Have, you know, kind of have a guideline for that. And for me, I only bring what I intend to drink. And then I also bring other fun drinks that don't involve alcohol. So I might get the buy like the BAI drinks. They have a little bit of caffeine in them. They have some electrolytes in them and they're fruity. Like they're fun to drink for me. I can do some seltzer waters and other electrolyte things in the ice chest so that I have something in between what I'm drinking. So we talked about king cake. We talked about praise. Like I said, it depends on what your situation is. If you're at someone's house, if you're with a company, if you're in New Orleans on a balcony, or if you're just like in on the side of the road or in a median with your ice chest. So you have options. So again, when you go into these things, what is your goal? What is your intention? And then how can you fulfill that intention? And then what is actually important to you? And that's what I mean by intention. Like, what are you looking to get out of this experience? For me, it's the parade. It's the beads. I'm not waiting in line at like a small Sliders or burger shop right after, you know, for food. I'm just going to carry the stuff that I want with me, you know. So think about all of those things. And then drinks too. How many do you plan to have? What kind? Those sorts of things all come into play. Okay, so balls. And then we didn't talk about this because not everyone does it, but king cake parties are becoming really popular right now. And I'm not going to lie, I'm not really against it because I like tasting a lot of different ones. I'm not going to talk about a lot of that specifically, but if you do have a king cake party where there's like 10 king cakes to sample, just reach out to me and we can work on that. You might just need like a bite of each or take some home to sample too. I'd also love to know, like, are y'all a warm king cake or room temp king cake? I normally like to warm my king cake a little bit because most of the time, if you've had it a few days, it'll start to dry out. So that will make sure it doesn't dry out, or I'm going to say it again, but it'll moisten it up a little bit if you put it in the microwave. But someone the other day said that they've never warmed it. They only have it at room temperature. So I'd love to know. Let me know. Do you have it at room temperature? Message me on Instagram, or do you warm it? I prefer mine a little bit warm, but not too warm because then the icing melts off. So just a note there. So balls. So again, it depends on the ball that you're going to. So some balls provide the food. Most of them, you're at like a table with somebody and they might order some trays. Sometimes you go to dinner beforehand. If you were at one where like either food is provided or you can bring food, then try to get so here's a few tips in general. So I go to a ball every year where it used to be you brought your own food. So when we brought our own food and trays, of course, I'd always have like chicken bites or chicken skewers that I'd order for somewhere with like a veggie tray. I love to grill veggie tray versus raw. It just makes it a little bit more fancy, you know. Again, you could do a dip or something like that, but I didn't want to make anything because you spend so much of the day getting ready for the ball that once you're there, like you don't have time to cook and bring something with you. So I would just ask, like I would call around to different, either a catering place or like a grocery store. So a lot of people do sandwich trays out. If they do like chicken tenders, I'll ask if they do like grilled chicken tenders, like that could be an option too. And then with like a grilled or raw veggie tray. Now, if you're going to someone's table and you're not in charge of the food, some balls still let you bring in your own ice chest. So one, you could pack your food, you could eat before, or ask them what they're going to have there and you can try to modify it. And then at the end of the day, if you're like, okay, this is a scenario where I really can't control what's there and I'm going to be hungry, I'm going to need to eat, then eat, you know, I'm not saying starve yourself by any means. But try to keep it like at that one meal, you know. If you have, most people don't go to multiple balls. Some people do, but just the dynamics are different at a little bit at each one. And so if you're going into a ball knowing you have to eat there may not be healthy choices, then maybe just, you know, dial in everything else earlier on in the day. Make sure you're having plenty of lean protein and vegetables leading up to that. Cause like one of the balls I went to, like I said, you used to be able to bring your own food. Then they started ordering the food and it was mostly like sandwiches, pastas, boudin balls, meat pies. And I was like, oh Lord. So I really couldn't make a healthy meal out of it. Just when I got hungry, I tried to pick the protein out of the pasta. I maybe had like one boudin ball. But I don't like a lot of fried foods. Most people, too many, it'll kind of upset your stomach anyway. So I just tried to stay balanced there and pick out what I could. So keep that in mind. when you are thinking about a ball. And same thing, like if you're going out to eat, that's just one of our recommendations in general with, you know, picking things out of a restaurant. It's like, what is your intention? I'm never going to tell you like, hey, every time you go out to eat, you have to eat chicken and broccoli. Like, no, that's boring. Don't do that. But what is your intention? What meal is going to make you feel good? You know, and that's where like the one-on-one coaching really comes into play, because we can look at, you know, someone's entire week or someone's entire month together versus just that one instance, because that one instance isn't going to make or break you. But if you've already gone out to eat, you know, four times that week, then maybe we want to talk about the balance and which restaurants you'd rather, you know, have a full meal at and which ones you'd rather keep it a little bit more dialed in. And also remember to hydrate, y'all. So especially if you're drinking alcohol, same thing, you know, same tips for the ball as I would do a parade. Like, think about what your intent is, how much you want to drink, what you're going to drink, and then have water and electrolytes and other things so that you're not dehydrated, so that your body can excrete, you know, the toxins that are alcohol and such too. So drink plenty of water, have other drinks on hand. And then I didn't mention this, but I meant to, with the parades, remember to move, like walk around, you know, play with the kiddos, or even if you're just with you and your friends, like just walk around, get some movement in. At the ball, dance, like have fun and just make memories. And remember, you know, you don't have to get blackout drunk to make memories. You want to remember those memories. So taking all of those things into consideration, you can certainly enjoy Mardi Gras without eliminating everything. So just stay balanced. And then remember too, bouncing back from it, but you know, I sent out an email the other day about how our little snow day here in Baton Rouge, about routine. And so that's the thing with Mardi Gras, is like if you have a lot going on, with parades and with balls and Mardi Gras week, you know, school's closure, that all those things can just kind of put you out of your normal routine. And that's okay. It's not about, you know, I really challenge our clients to find opportunities to create actions and habits that align with their goals, even when things don't go as planned or even when things aren't in their routine, because everything's not going to be routine. So you have to learn to be flexible. If you were this all or nothing black or white person, it's going to be very hard for you, to be honest, to be successful long term, because things come up like this and you're like, oh, I can't do what I'm supposed to do, quote unquote, supposed to do or always do. So I'm just not going to do it. That's not the way to be, y'all. You know, find what is your best option or what is your healthiest choice given the situation. So don't give up, you know, don't just throw in the towel and say, I'm going to start over Monday, or I'm going to start the Monday after Mardi Gras. You know, build in those habits now so that you don't have to keep quitting and starting, that it truly is a lifestyle for you and that you can move forward with your goals. And maybe that means having some, you know, if you check out our no cook grocery guides, which I'll put in the show note, maybe that means just having some more like readily available protein sources and vegetable sources on hand, so that when you are busy on the weekends or even during the week, you still have healthy foods on hand that you can lean on. So remember, if you can prioritize hydration, protein, and fruit or vegetables, like fresh food, you'll be doing pretty darn good. You know, so just make that a point anytime you go to the grocery store or anytime you go somewhere. And that will really help you just continue to work toward your goals and feel rejuvenated and stay balanced. Okay. So like I said, moving, you know, I'm just looking at my notes. I have to write down notes for these. But I think we've covered about everything. So just remember that this is a season. This is just like the holidays. This is just like summer. It is another festivity, and you have to learn things to balance, to reach your goals so that you can enjoy your Southern traditions and still feel confident in yourself and your food choices. And sometimes that might feel, you know, that might feel for you a little bit awkward because you're not making the same choice that everyone around you is. And that's okay. That doesn't mean you have to miss out on the memories. That doesn't mean you have to miss out on the king cake or the parade. That just means that you have goals to maybe but to balance your hormones or to lose some fat or to, you know, gain your energy, whatever that is. You have goals, and that doesn't mean you have to give everything up. But sometimes that does mean you show up in a situation a little bit different than you have in the past. And that's okay. And that's another conversation sometimes that we have to have with clients, is what does your environment look like? Not just your physical environment, but who are you going to be with? you know, and sometimes it's communicating that. Sometimes you have to retrain people how to treat you and how to love you, you know, because sometimes people might think loving you is bringing you another drink, but you didn't, but you didn't want another drink, you know? And so then you feel guilty because they're like, oh, well, they went and got my drink. I must drink this. No, like teach them, say, you know what? I only plan to have a few tonight. Maybe a water is what would make you feel best, or maybe going to dance with you is what would make you feel best, or going on a walk with you is what would make you feel best. And I'm going kind of off on a tangent, but that's just something that we run into a lot when we're coaching people, especially in the South, is, you know, you want to make changes, but people are so used to the way that you've always been that they kind of they reemphasize that through how they treat you, because that's how you train them to treat you. You know, if you're the one that likes to wake up with a glass of champagne on a girl's trip, maybe that's the way that they're showing you love. And there's something, you know, they're just trying to love you how you've taught them to. And so sometimes we have to retrain them with, hey, these are my goals right now. This is what, you know, I have fun doing. And that's the other thing too, is sometimes people are like, oh, just have a drink, relax. People tell me that all the time. I'm like, what makes you think I'm not having fun? What makes you think I'm not relaxed? Like, I am having fun, but sometimes people, like, especially people with like anxiety, especially in social situations, it's very hard for them to comprehend how someone else can be having fun without drinking, because it's very hard for them to cope in that situation. And so they think that them helping you have fun is giving you another drink or encouraging you to drink. But if that's not your goal, just say, no, I'm good. Thanks though. And that's why too, like, I'll like have a soda water with like lemon or lime in my hand, or a seltzer water in a koozie. That way, and like no one can see what's in my cup. I'm also like, you know, people know I'm a nutrition coach, and I also can be very dry sometimes. So I have no problem saying, no, thank you, I'm good. I understand some other people may struggle with that, depending, like I said, on your culture, the people that you surround yourself with. So sometimes it's just either that communication or finding what fits you. And that's sometimes the hard thing in the South, is while I love our culture, sometimes it could also be just as toxic to us, because that's just what's ingrained in us, is the food, the alcohol, and the people part of it, as in we think that we're being polite and helping if we're making these things for other people. Like, let me make you a plate. Like, let me feed you. Like, let me give you more alcohol, even if that's not what you want right now. So I know we got off on a tangent again, but I think that's just important to remember when you're in a social situation, is, you know, outlining your goals. Sometimes you need to communicate with that people. Sometimes it's none of anyone else's business. So it's just also important for you to know your personality type and what's important to you. And so I would love for y'all to tell me what y'all think about this podcast. Do y'all like really specific ones about the South? Do y'all want more general ones about health? But I hope this is helpful. Reach out to me on Instagram. Tell me your favorite king cake. Do you like it warm? Do you like it room tip? Like, what's your style? And then don't forget to check out the show notes for some, I'll link my protein guide and my no cook grocery guide that I think would be really helpful. Don't forget to like and share and leave us a review. It helps us get seen by more people. And, you know, it is my mission to help as many people as I can in the South. We are the diabetes capital of the nation. And I don't want to be that anymore. I want to help people, you know, live your best lives and feel good while doing it. So the more this gets reviewed, the more other people will see it, and we can continue to reach our community and give them good nutrition advice on how to be healthy, live long lives, and still enjoy our Southern culture. So I hope y'all enjoy this episode, and I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time.